This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
It's Monday after a long weekend.
Yes, it is.
I hope you all had a wonderful holiday, and welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. December 1st. It's official now. Mm-hmm. I always think, you know, the day after Thanksgiving for me is kind of the official holiday season for Christmas, because I do like to celebrate Thanksgiving as Thanksgiving. I want it to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I don't put my decorations up for myself. I know a lot of people do, and I'm cool mm-hmm. with that. I'm that person that whatever makes you happy, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to put them up October, go right ahead. But I had not, so here we are.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas season.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
And the weather is proving it, right?
Pretty much.
I think I just saw in here that today is technically the first meteorological day of winter, even though the calendar says there are still 3 weeks until the start of winter. Yeah. Meteorologists say fall ended at midnight. So I'm kind of going to go with that this year because of the weather we had over the weekend.
Yeah, I don't buy the calendar, so.
Yeah. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now. And 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And of course, Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And before we move on, speaking of big deals, you definitely need to get there today. If you have kids or grandchildren or maybe great nieces, or maybe you just want to do this with the family coming in over the holidays, this is great. Hoosierland Roller Rink at TPA Park in Frankfort. You can get a $50 one-time use group pass and skate rental for up to 10 people. Okay, so this is for up to 10 people for only $20 today only. But you do have to go to Clinton Carroll or BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or you can go to WeLoveBigDeals.com to get that. But that is today only. And what a fun thing for the kids to do at the holidays, you know, or a family event. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out if you're interested. Party Line on HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Samiam Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. So we appreciate all of our sponsors. We do have a lot of things happening here today. First of all, we have Lindsay Cox from the Paul Philippi Resource Center and the program coordinator there. We're going to talk to her. But today starts the 12 Strays of Christmas for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the children's 12 days of Christmas for us.
Exactly.
And so not only are we going to talk about some pets here in just a little bit, but we're also going to talk about some of the winners that we've already made with the children's 12 days of Christmas.
Right. And quick reminder, all the schools in the area are on a 2-hour delay today. So be prepared for that. The buses will be out later. You know, we still got that patchy fog out there. I don't know why they call it patchy. It was just pure thick, dense
fog. It wasn't
bad,
you know, when we came in this morning.
Yeah, but
there
this
were
morning
areas,
when I got up, it was bad.
Yes, Keith said, well, it's bad enough I don't see the light down on the barn. I'm like, ooh, that's usually our indicator.
Yeah.
If we see the light, it's
freezing fog to boot, so that didn't help any. But, keep that in mind. And then also this evening, a winter weather advisory has been issued.
Shh, don't say it.
I can't help it. They issued it at 3:18 this morning. That's when my phone went off. And the National Weather Service has put us in an advisory, chance of 2 to 4 inches of snow overnight. It goes into effect at 5 p.m. this evening, early evening, and goes until 7 a.m. in tomorrow morning. So chance of 2 to 4 inches additional. At least we aren't going to have that 40-mile-an-hour wind that we had.
Oh, that was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bad.
Here's the thing, though. It gets cold this week.
I know. It gets really cold.
I just pulled up my phone not knowing. Thursday morning, single digits? Really?
Yeah. Good possibility.
7-6 degrees?
Yeah.
Thursday, 7 degrees in the morning. Friday, 6 degrees?
Yeah, it depends on which one you're looking at. Some of them are saying low teens, but...
That's still cold.
Either way. And if there's a wind chill involved, yeah.
Now, it does look like Saturday we do have a chance to get above freezing. So maybe we can get this first round of whatever we get defrosted by then.
And
but then...
That's the reason why I have the fleece lined.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. We don't want to make her wait any longer. Lindsay Cox, Program Coordinator with the Paul Philippi Resource Center, is with us on Party Line this morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
Oh, she's got to hit that button over there. Sorry.
There we go. No. I'm good this morning. How about you guys?
Hey, we're good. We're excited to have you because this, not only is it a busy time, I mean, really, let's be honest, it's a busy time of the year for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But with some of the things that you do, that really keeps you, you know, trying to keep people included in the holidays and maybe not feeling quite so alone and keeping things going. And then the weather sometimes doesn't help, like today. And I know we were both working on sidewalks this morning.
Yes.
So our job description multiplies by leaf removal and snow and ice removal as well. So
it's that and other.
That's right. I do a lot more of the and other. I think poor Mel just keeps me here. Just tow that. Just go down this path and see how you do. Poor girl. So what else is going on over there at the Paul Philippi Resource Center this month? I know a lot.
Yeah, so this is our shortest month, yet our busiest month. This week, we have a fall prevention workshop. It's on Wednesday. St. Anthony's Rehabilitation and Nursing Center is sending in their lead physical therapist, and he's doing a fall prevention workshop. It should be a great time to learn, meet people from St. Anthony's. They're lovely. If you would like to join us, just give me a call at 765-659-4060, just so I can make sure we have enough seating, and just send the RSVP.
That is not something I've ever thought about, is a fall prevention workshop. But yet, it really makes sense, because I think we just get so busy and hectic in our daily lives. You know how that is.
Yeah.
That's when the accidents really happen.
Yeah, so they teach ways to, like, to walk properly, so to not carry things. As I was walking into work today with my arms full, I was definitely thinking about that. And then also, like, if a fall does happen, how to fall safer. So it's kind of a encompasses all and then a healing process if there are injuries. So it's a good time to learn things that you might not have known.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this weather is... Your timing on that is unfortunately impeccable.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes, I know. We live in Indiana. We asked ourselves all weekend, what are we doing here? But
yeah.
I still love Indiana as my home, but the weather isn't that great. So fall prevention, and that's coming up on what day?
It is Wednesday the 3rd, so this Wednesday.
Oh, this Wednesday. And time again?
It is at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock at the Paul Philippi Resource Center. And you do just call. It's not really an RSVP, but it kind of is, just to let her know.
Yeah, and there will be snacks. So we just want to make sure we have enough snacks and enough seating for everyone.
Love that. I'm all down with snacks.
Snacks, yes.
Okay, what else do you have coming up?
Yeah, so a quick one. Tomorrow we are taking a group to Applebee's. So if you would love to join us for lunch, we get there at about 11:15. If you want a ride, you could come and meet at the center. Again, just call me so we know we have enough seats on the bus. We take a group of seniors and we'll go eat and then we'll come right back afterwards. So we've been doing that once a month. We've been picking a different restaurant the first Tuesday of every month, and this month is Applebee's. So
I like that. I think that's just nice to kind of keep people
together.
And sometimes, you know, it is nice to have somebody that sets the date, because people, okay, we got to get together. We got to get, and we all say that how often. Somebody just needs to set the date, you know, and it's a good thing you guys just set the date. We're doing this one Tuesday a month. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, and it gives people a chance to go out and eat lunch and hang out with people they might not hang out with outside of work, or friends that they are, you know.
And hard to see. Sometimes you don't get to see everybody, but again,
it's an excuse to get out.
Yes, I love this. And this one is at our local Applebee's.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep. So, and then next Friday, the 12th, Danganda Funeral Home is sponsoring our Christmas lunch and annual meeting. So that is next Friday, the 12th at 11:30. If you have ever been to one of our holiday meals sponsored by Danganda, they are fantastic. Rita Betts cooks the meals for everyone. I don't know if you've all experienced it, but the lady can cook. So she will be cooking for us, and it's, again, 11:30 on the 12th. We have a gift for everyone that comes. This is our, like, big, like, last celebration for 2025.
Big hurrah kind of thing.
Yeah, so we put a lot of focus on this one. We just had Thanksgiving at the center a couple weeks ago. We had about 60 people.
Oh, that's
it
great.
It was fantastic. So, yeah, again, if you want to come to that, just give us a call. We want to make sure we have plenty of enough food for everyone. So it just helps us to know how many we're looking at.
And I like the fact that Rita does all the cooking.
Yes. She is a workhorse. Like, she helps with our Strawberry Festival. She does the different, like, lunches that they sponsor, and she does it all by herself, the cooking part, and I kudos to her. I could not do it.
Yeah, that's and she's tiny.
Yes.
So tiny but mighty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Small but mighty. That is absolutely true. And that's coming up December 12th over there at the Paul Philippi Resource Center.
Yes. Yeah, so then our transportation coordinator asked me to touch on this morning that we close for Christmas break. That is our senior center as well as our transportation closes. So our last day in business for 2025 will be the 19th. We close at 5 p.m. And then we don't open back up until January 5th at 6 a.m.
Open January 5th, mm-hmm. 6 a.m.
Well, with everything that you guys do, by the time you get to the 19th, you're ready for a break.
Yeah. Yes, and people normally are like visiting family. They used to stay open during it, and there just wasn't hardly any foot traffic. The rides were halted, so we're closed for those 2 weeks. So if you need rides to medical appointments and you have Medicaid or you have Medicare, if you call the number on your back of your card, they'll help you set up rides elsewhere. So we don't want people to be stranded, but want to communicate as far as
ahead of time
as possible.
Yeah, I'm glad you're telling us now. Yeah. And then we'll get that up on Clinton County Daily News for folks, Boone County and Carroll County. Not that, you know, but we'll get it up on the website so folks can see that in writing. Sometimes I just have to see it. And I'm taking notes here, but, you know, for everyone else that's not sitting by their radio with a pen like I do, I mean, it's nice to see that too. So a great reminder.
Yes, because last Friday we were closed as well, and we had lots of voicemails like, hey, we haven't got a call back today. I wonder what's wrong. So we just want to make sure that we really, really articulate we are closed for 2 weeks. So.
Sure, yes, and that's coming right up sooner than later, actually. Can you believe
it's
that?
It's fine. You'd think it's a long time
quick.
Away. Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to for 2026?
2026 is going to be a great year. Again, our attendance has boomed this year. Next year, we've got some fun trips planned. They're not official that I can announce yet, but probably next time I'm on here, I'll be able to announce those trips. We're looking at a couple of like overnight trips. So in the past, we've done big trips where we go several states away for a week. Next year, we're looking at a couple in Indiana overnight trips, maybe some Shipshawana, maybe some Brown County. So we're changing it up a little bit in 2026.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that people are taking the effort to get to spend some time with others.
Yeah.
You know, you said attendance is up, and I love that because I think one of the lessons we learned after COVID was it's really not about stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can get stuff, but it's about experiences for people and being with other people. And, you know, now that we all have cell phones, how many of us are stuck in our cell phone? The other night at dinner, I looked at my husband, I said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm finishing my game. I'm like, food's on the table. Time to put that thing down, buddy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's about being together, especially here at the holiday season, but it's about being together and, you know, just experiencing people and talking and having a cup of coffee and conversation. I loved, Mel called me this morning. Hey, can you pick me up? Just that time we had in the car this morning was awesome. We just chit-chatted about our weekend and, you know, what was going on in our lives.
Let's not kid anybody. We vented.
We did.
But you need that. You need that person to be able to vent to.
You do, but we just had such a nice drive-in this morning. And so I just think it's about being with people and the holidays. You guys do a wonderful job, you know, trying to promote that in our community.
You've got something coming up Saturday, don't you? Is it are you going someplace Saturday or?
Oh, yes. We're going to the PMO, the Purdue Music Show. I was like, my brain was like, actually, are we? yes, we are. We have a driver that volunteered to take a group to the Purdue Music Show this Saturday. And it's last year we only had a handful of people that were able to go. And this year we have almost a bus full. So, and again, it's we had a couple that they used to go every year, and they're like, we just don't want to deal with the Purdue traffic. So this is a great opportunity for people to be like, hey, I want to go, but it's someone else's problem to park. And
it is. They drop you right off at the door, right? I mean, hello, or pretty close.
So Purdue doesn't let you pull up to the door anymore, but we get as close as we can. And then our driver goes and parks, and they make their way up there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. That's kind of the best part. Even like on our beef and boards trips, is that the driver, you literally get right to the door, you go in, and then they get to fight the traffic in and out, and you just get to enjoy the show. That's the best part about our trips.
It's a double bonus.
Yes.
Lindsay Cox is a program coordinator with the Paul Philippi Resource Center. And if folks need to get information from you this time of the year or any time, what's the best way to get a hold of you folks?
Yeah, so you can always look at us on social media or at our website, which is www.paulphillippiresourcecenter.org, or just give us a call, 765-659-4060. My name's Lindsay. You can always ask for me. And anyone in our office could help if you need resources in the area, if you're a senior, if you need transportation resources, or if you just have questions of who should I call for this, we're happy to help you. That's what we're there for.
That's awesome. Because sometimes that's the other question. And it's funny because now that the new annex building at the from the courthouse, that was the first thing I heard out of people all week. Now, which building do I go to for? So it's just nice to have a resource like you are for seniors and others in our community to help answer questions. You know, what are you guys doing? What do you have going on? You know, what time do I need to be there? And how can I get transportation? So you guys do a great service for our community.
Yeah, we've really prided ourselves on just not giving a like, sorry, we can't help with that answer. It's always a like, hey, we don't, but let me get you in touch with this person. Because especially there's some seniors that don't have cell phones and can't just quickly Google who does what. So we're happy to help with that.
Or if you're Carl, he doesn't have a cell phone and he wouldn't Google it anyway because he doesn't have a computer. We know that about Carl.
There we go.
So just having somebody to call is very, very helpful.
Yes, we get that often. Like, where should I find that in the phone book? I'm like, let me just help you with that.
What are some, when you go to work, what do you look forward to every day?
The people. And every day we have a little bit of a different crowd. So today's bingo day. It's my favorite day of the week. It is our busiest day. We'll have about 60 people in playing bingo today. But just you get so like a wealth of history in every person I talk to. You get to hear a little bit about their family. You get to hear about where they worked, how long they've lived in the area, if they're new to the area. I just never thought before I worked at Paul Philippi I could remember so much about so many people. And it's fantastic to just, it's a little bit of love added to my life every time I talk to a new person that comes into the center.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's one thing. I hope that children, because we're losing some of those older folks. You know, I think my grandpa was born in 1916 and the stories he would tell me and just that time to sit down and catch up. I hope that kids and younger folks take that time. We get so engrossed in what's happening today and with our cell phones. You know, we didn't have cell phones growing up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my grandpa took me and my friends around and we did things. And but the stories and the knowledge they have is, it's awesome just to listen to them talk.
Yeah. The things that they know that they learned just firsthand and then they want other people to know. It's awesome.
And I think about that. My grandpa would talk about how he was, when he was a little boy, he started out with a horse and plow. So think about the things. And again, he was born in 16, so he has passed. But think about the things those generations have seen. Horse and plow, to seeing someone on the moon, to seeing computers, to fax machines, to cell phones, a computer you can actually hold in your hand. I mean, the changes that they have seen in their lives. I wonder if there will be another generation that sees as much of that. And maybe with AI now, I don't know what we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, what will it be like when we're in our 80s? I don't know.
Yeah. I never thought like growing up that I would work at a place and love to work at a place where I get to work with people that lived that those history lessons that I learned about. History was not my strong suit in school, but it's every
it's
day.
It's different when you're listening to someone talk
real,
about
a real story. And I know it was a real story in the book, but it's really real to them because they lived it.
Experienced, yeah, they lived it. Well, anyway, Lindsay, anything else you need to share with us today? We are so grateful for your information that you always are so prepared when you came in, especially today on a Monday after a holiday.
Nope, just keep an eye on us. We'll be, again, posting our trips here in the next couple weeks for next year. We're just waiting on a few like finalized dates for different things, and I like to put it all out for the year. So as soon as we get back on the 5th, feel free to sign up for those trips. It's first come, first serve. This year, a lot of our trips filled up so fast. So if you really want to go on something, give us a call. That your money for that spot holds it. We've gotten burnt in the past where we've reserved seats and then we they end up not coming. So we have to have that money to hold that spot. But give us a call. We'd love to have you on our trips.
All right. We'll have Lindsay back next month as well, so she can tell us all about that firsthand. Yes. Early in the month, so we know and people can get signed up early and so forth.
That would be great. Thank you.
All right. Phone number one more time.
765-659-4060.
Lindsay Cox with the Paul Philippi Resource Center. She is the program coordinator over there, and we appreciate having you in this morning. Do you want to hang around for just 5 minutes for our 12 Strays of Christmas?
And yes,
our,
I will. Our
12 Children's 12 Days of Christmas. It's always an exciting time for us, too.
Yeah.
You know, little kids and our seniors are so fun to have around. So Pam is going to call us, I think, here in just a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
So Pam is going to call in. In the meantime, though, today, we did start with our Children's 12 Days of Christmas this morning as well. We want to thank our sponsors for that. Tornado Roofing, Avery Home Furniture and Appliances, Jimmy John's, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Skiles Electric, VFW Post 1110, Ellis Jewelers, ProBite Computers, Walmart in Frankfort, Center Township of Clinton County, and Lanen's Furniture and Mattresses. And this morning, our winners were from Avery Home Furniture and Appliance, Aurora Murphy, from Center Township, Lennox Harshbarger, from Ellis Jewelers, Porter Rodkey, from Jimmy John's, Liam Viney, from Lanen's, how did I say that again?
Aliana Alanis,
I think. Mm-hmm. If I said that name wrong, I am so sorry, but call here if you have questions. From Pepe's, Austin Reddington, ProBite, Asher Like, from Skiles, Becca Martin, from Tornado Roofing, Malachi Long, and from VFW Post 1110, Riker Grayson. So those were our winners. And of course, they get lots of little toys and prizes, all culminating to when we get to the bicycles for the final giveaway. And Melissa has gotten all the bicycles and was Santa herself getting the bicycles and
that
everything.
That was fun.
I bet it was.
Thank you to Walmart for building all those.
Yes, we appreciate
that. We appreciate it.
They knew it was for this, so they actually went ahead and put them all together for us, which
is... Yeah, it was really nice.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
So we appreciate them as well. Oh, she's calling my cell phone.
It was a trip getting them loaded, but yeah, it was nice of them to get that done.
Hello,
for us.
Can you hear me? Okay. Pam, we need you on air. Oh, I gotta love it.
Okay. Anyway... We are waiting. Pam actually accidentally called Cindy's cell phone instead of calling the station phone. So we're waiting for her to call in for the 12 Strays of Christmas. Of course, Pam is the president of Paw Pals of Clinton County. So she has her heart in the right place and she knows about all the animals. And I talked to her last week and she actually was going to make sure she had her research so that she could give a good bio on each of the 12 strays that we're going to feature with the 12 Strays of Christmas. And, of course, we couldn't do these programs without sponsors. We want to thank Day and Ginda Funeral Home and also TC Trailers for sponsoring our 12 Strays of Christmas.
Norm at Day and Ginda is all behind this, and so is Rue at TC Trailers. Which are the pets there? Uh-oh, are we having trouble with the phone? We're trying to get it. See, this is the day after a holiday for us, too. All right. There we go. Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. Did you have a good holiday?
Yep, it was okay.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we are trying to get some animals adopted during the holiday season, so this year we're going to bring folks the 12 Strays of Christmas, and so we are excited to hear who you're going to tell us about today.
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with Rhea. She's the longest-term resident dog at the shelter right now. She's been there for 201 days. When she came to the shelter as a stray, she had cherry eye in both of her eyes. She's had two surgeries. Her eyes aren't perfect, but she's not in any pain, and she can see just fine. If anyone doesn't know really what cherry eye is, I didn't know. It's a gland of the third eyelid that pops out of place, which I did not know dogs had three eyelids, but they do. And it pops out of the corner of their eye, and they kind of tuck that back in. It helps to prevent dry eye, but she is a cane corso mix, a beautiful caramel color. 85 pounds. She is a gentle giant. She walks great on a leash. She takes a little time to warm up to people. She's been in play groups at the shelter, and she doesn't mind cats, so that's a plus. And one thing about you need to keep in mind with Ray is she has a mind of her own. If she's done walking, she's done walking.
Does she lay down on the way home?
Well, she doesn't really lay down, but when we walk, we have a certain path that we go through, and we walk around the aviary out of the park twice. Sometimes once is enough for her. So she'll just stop, and we'll say, "Come on, Raya," and she just plants those feet and just turns and heads back to the shelter. So.
Oh, girl after my own heart. So she really would be nice couch dog for somebody, just a little exercise.
Yeah, I think she would be a couch potato. She takes a little bit of time to warm up to people, but in what cracks me up, there are certain times I'll look at her, and you know the hairstyle, the dog ears.
Look
at her, and she must have been the model for that, because her ears are just so cute. I mean, when she looks at you and her ears are up, she looks like she's got the hairstyle of dog ears.
So she's the longest resident right now.
Yeah, of dogs.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Longest mm-hmm. dog resident mm-hmm. at this time. So mm-hmm. it would be great mm-hmm. to get her a home with that. And how, I mean, it's rare that we find dogs that like cats or get along with cats
right.
and can go
right.
in play groups.
Yes, yeah. So she, like I said, she takes a little bit of time to warm up to people, but, you know, she's worth the effort. She did go to a home for a little bit, and she was, they thought she was a little overprotective of the kids. So I don't know really what that means or, you know, how you work around that. But
yeah, most people want that in a dog.
So,
all right.
She's just super great. And I do want to make an announcement today. Since you guys are doing the 12 Strays of Christmas through December 12th, starting today through December 12th, all the dogs that are currently at the shelter that are up for adoption, their fee is sponsored.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
they have to. You know, leave between December 1st and the 12th doesn't mean they need to be finalized. I mean, they let a lot of people go on a, you know, 2-week trial or something, but if they're actually leaving those 12 days, they're, someone has said that they would sponsor all the fees for any dog that's currently at the shelter available for adoption.
That is incredible. Thank you to whoever that sponsor was. And thank you as well, Pam, for calling in this morning. And again, you'll be hearing about this, you know, for 12 mm-hmm. business days for us. And so we appreciate you calling in so much and telling us about Raya today. We will look forward to another pet tomorrow here on Party Line.
Can I leave you with a quote?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. My goal in life is to be as good of a person as my dog already thinks I am.
Yeah, that's pretty tough to live up to, isn't it?
Dogs
are great. They are. Pam, thank mm-hmm. you so much. We appreciate your time this morning.
Alrighty.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 12 Strays of Christmas. Again, we appreciate TC Trailers and Day and Ginda Funeral Home for sponsoring that as we try and get some of the longest-term or hardest-to-place animals that are in the shelter into homes during the holiday season here. And again, if you're looking for a pet, you can stop by the shelter, 825 Isaac Walton Drive. It's at the back of TPA Park in Frankfort. You can also give them a call, 7924. If you have questions, you can contact them over there as well. In the meantime, again, thanks to Lindsay for coming in this morning from the Paul Philippi Resource Center, and we'll be talking to Kimberly Black in just a moment. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.